الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين My respected brothers and elders in Islam, in order to accommodate the second Jummah, the lecture will be very, very short. No more than 10 minutes, inshallah. As we live in a country that is approximately 80% Christian, and as a Muslim minority, it is important that we have some idea and some understanding of the one of the most significant dates in the Christian calendar, and that is the day of Christmas, the 25th December, today. The Christian world celebrates the day of Christmas as the day when Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born. However, there is no biblical, no historical evidence, none of the Christian scholars agree on the exact date of the birth of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. During the early period of Christianity, Christmas never appeared on the Christian calendar. It was 440 AD, after the birth of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, that Christmas was officially declared as the day of the birth of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And why did this happen? This was actually a compromise between the pagans and the Christians. Nevertheless, ever since, the 25th December has been commemorated as the day when Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born. And Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam plays a very central role, not only in Christianity, but in Islam, to the extent that no person can claim to be Muslim if he doesn't believe in Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Yet, a person can claim to be Christian if he rejects Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So from a Muslim or Islamic perspective, our position regarding Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was first that he was born miraculously. He was born, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifested his power of creation in four different ways. Firstly, he created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam without the presence of a male or a female. He then created Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, our mother, without the presence of a female. So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came into being in the absence of a male and female. Hawa, our mother, came into being in the absence of a female. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam came into being in the absence of a male. And the rest of humanity was born through the presence of the male and the female. So Allah has manifested his power of creating man through four different ways. So Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's birth is actually a manifestation of the qudra and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah created Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam without the intervention of a male. So, from an Islamic perspective, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born miraculously to his mother, Maryam, radiallahu anha. Maryam was the daughter of Imran. Imran came from a family of priests, was extremely pious, and that lineage goes to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, whose lineage goes to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Yaqub alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam, and eventually to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was sent at a time when the people, the Banu Israel, were skilled in medicine. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, before him, was sent to a people who were preoccupied in sorcery. And Allah sent him with miracles to address the issue of sorcery. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to people who were skilled in the art of medicine. And Allah sent him and granted him miraculous powers. The Quran says, talking of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, says that I would mold and use clay to fashion a bird, وَأَنْفُخُ فِيهَا, and then I would blow in it, فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, and it then turns out to be a living, live bird with the permission of Allah. وَأُبْرِهُ الْأَكْمَهَا وَالْأَبْرَسِ, and I have the power of curing the blind and the leper. وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى, and Allah gave me the power of giving life to the dead. وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ, and Allah gave me the ability to tell you what you conceived, what you consumed yesterday, what meal you had yesterday, وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ, and whatever you store in your homes, I can reveal unto you. So these were the miraculous powers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when so he could deal with the people he was sent to. Well, what is very significant is the very first miracle of Nabi Isa alayhi salam from a Quranic perspective as opposed to a Christian perspective. The very first miracle according to Christianity was that Nabi Isa alayhi salam went to a wedding. And then the second day of the wedding, they were out of wine. So his mother came to him and said, "Oh Isa, there's no wine." So Nabi Isa alayhi salam, according to Christian dogma, took 6 jars filled with water and converted the water into wine. That was the first, or that is the, according to Christian dogma, the very first miracle manifested by Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. As opposed to this, if you look at Islamic teachings, the very first miracle that Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam performed was that when his mother gave birth to him, she came to her people eventually. And they were surprised and said, "What on earth did you do? Your parents were chaste. How could you do this?" فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ, so she pointed her finger to the suckling child. قَالُوا, and they responded, كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيًّا, how on earth do you expect us to talk and engage with a suckling child? And Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, who was a suckling child, then spoke and he said, Qala inni Abdullah, that I am the slave of Allah. So the first miracle is where Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was able to speak in the cradle. That is according to the Quran. And the first miracle, according to Christian dogma, is when Nabi Isa alayhi salam was able to convert wine, water to wine. So the birth of Nabi Isa alayhi salam was shrouded in controversy, and his end, his earthly being, also was shrouded in controversy, where they believed, or the Christians believed, that he was crucified. And the Quran tells us, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ, they neither killed him, وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ, they neither crucified him, وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ, but there was a man resembling Nabi Isa who was placed on the cross, and Allah took Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to the heavens. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.